Hey guys, I am back. See a girl be unapologetic. Coming back after, how long has it been? 2 weeks? Oh man, I missed y'all. You know, I just had to take some time and focus on some other things and ground myself. You know, I was a little unbalanced, if I say that. But now that I'm good and I have organized my plans, I am back. I hope everybody is well and staying light. I was just sitting here and I was like thinking back to old relationships. Like I was just men that I dated. And men, I use that word very lightly because some of them are still young boys trapped inside of grown men bodies. But I was thinking back to some of my past relationships and like some of the things that I went through. And it was like, I was actually in like a state of like, damn. What the fuck was wrong with me that I was like really accepting the shit that I was accepting in these relationships? Because I guess back then I didn't see any error in me. I spent a lot of time focusing on like what he did and what he lied about and who he cheated with and, you know, on that I didn't even see the error in the fact that I was so toxic. Like, a lot of people think that when we refer to the word toxic, that you're toxic because you're the one doing the lying, you're the one doing the cheating, you're the one putting your hands on people or in a relationship or whatever the case may be. But toxic, oh, comes in all forms. And I realized, I had a moment today and I realized that I was toxic as fuck. Like, I was just thinking back to a relationship that I was in. And to be honest with you, they could kind of relate to all the relationships that I was in. But I was just thinking back, like, damn, I stayed for a long time. Like, and like one relationship I was in, we basically fell in love through text. Like, there was no real dating. There was not much spending time together and everything. Like, every once in a while he would come around and give me that attention that I needed, that I was just so thirsty for. And yes, I'm referring to myself as thirsty, because at this time I was, because my cup was so empty. I literally was thirsting just for any kind of attention. I just was thirsty out there. So I remember I was in this relationship and oh my God, I was so infatuated with this man. Oh, you couldn't tell me I wasn't in love. I would fight for him, lie for him, steal for him, beat your ass for him. Like, it was nothing that I wouldn't do for him, because just the idea of him and me just was like so, in my eyes, far-fetched. Like, shit, I'm gonna be the one that he end up with. Like, so I was so hell bent on being the one that he chose in the end, because he was like a ladies man. Every chick around where I live at wanted him and everything, but here he was entertaining me. So the little bit that he would give me was so satisfying, because it was like, yeah, he could be anywhere in the world, but he was with me. But I hate notifications while I'm recording. But anyways, I was just so satisfied with the little bit that he was giving me. And it was like, I felt so good when him and I were together, but when he would leave, it would just be like, damn, well, why can't you stay? You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go. It was like, I would never say those things, but because I had too much pride, another toxic trait. But I would just be like, damn, don't go. Just stay. You know, do anything. Just a little bit longer so you could stay. And I remember feeling so empty and so drained at the end of the day after being with him, because it was just like I gave so much of me and I never got any reciprocation. And I was so satisfied because, oh my God, today he chose to be here. And now as I'm, you know, going through my journey and I'm doing all my healing and, you know, I get called out on my bullshit by my mentor, like, I realized that for a long time, all of these men that were in my life because I let them be in my life, but I also kept them around because I was a toxic motherfucker. You know, I could sit back now and look at the relationships and be like, damn, he wasn't reciprocating anything. He wasn't dating me. He wasn't doing anything to wow me. He would come around and have these dick appointments. You know, most of the time I didn't even really come. It was just sex, you know, and it was like, damn, that was okay with me. What was really, the woman I am now asked, what was really wrong with you that was acceptable to you? And that's a tough question. No. If you would have asked me that a couple years ago, that would have been a tough question. But now, I would say, not only was I toxic, but I didn't love myself. I didn't know anything about my worth, my value. You know, I betrayed myself over and over. And because of that, because I was betraying myself, you know, people never felt like they had to work that hard for me, because if this is what she allowed, that's what I'm gonna give her. No, that was never okay. It was never okay. It was a very dark, dark time of just not loving myself and not recognizing that I was always filling a cup and mine was always left empty. And even now when I look back at it, I'm like, damn, I actually wish I could time travel back to myself and be like, you know, give myself a talk. Like, no, like I wish I could go back and change the way I did things. And I know that things played out the way they did because I needed to feel that pain. I needed to feel that loneliness, that emptiness. But I really wish that I could go back and have a talk with myself. Like, baby girl, no. Do you know who you are? Like, I had no idea who I was at the time. So instead, I was going to men and trying to find my identity. I'm gonna run that back and say that again. I was running to men in hopes to find my identity. I was running to men who were not only just as broken inside as me, but who had their own wounds, who had their own healing that they needed to do, who had mommy issues, just all kinds of shit going on with them. And they were just, I was looking to them for the validation of who I really was. And somebody said to me before, years and years ago, hurt people hurt people. Let me say that again. Hurt people hurt people. And if you're listening to this, write that down. Because it's so freaking true. Because I was a hurting person. Like, the young bee inside of me was so hurt and so afraid and so angry that I allowed people to come in my life and literally hurt me. And it was acceptable to me because, you know, if I show that I stay down, or if I show that, you know, I'm a stick by him no matter what, you know, in the end, it will always be me. And let me tell you something. If anybody is in this kind of relationship right now, in the end, you're right. In the end, it will be you. But guess what it will be? It will be you laying there alone, hurt, lonely, abandoned, and once again not feeling safe. So yeah, in the end it'll be you, but not because he chooses you. In the end it will be you that's hurt. Because when you're dealing with people who are toxic like this, when you're dealing with people who don't know how to love, see, to know how to love, you must learn how to love yourself first. I'm just not realizing that. Not realizing that, but I'm just now getting into that. I don't know how to word it right, but I'm there in that point. And, you know, that, how should I say it? I'm actually at that point in my life where I truly love myself. So I'm open to loving someone and open to receiving it. If you don't love yourself, and I know it sounds real cliche to be like, oh, if you don't love yourself, can't nobody love you. But it's kind of true. It is true. If you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody and nobody can't love you. Because if you don't love yourself, you're struggling with feelings of self-doubt, self-worth, and self-love. If you are fighting those battles, then you're not really open to receive, because even if somebody really good sent into your life to come and really love you and be there for you, even if that person came and you still battling with that, you're not going to know how to receive that love. He's going to tell you you're beautiful. You're not going to believe him. He's going to tell you I'm going out for a little while. You're not going to trust him. He's going to tell you he loves you. And you're going to feel like there's conditions on it. So honestly, in order to truly love, to be loved, and to give love, you have to heal those deep-seated issues with self-worth and self-love. And those are the hard, some of those things are some of the hardest things to heal. I remember being in a relationship for a very long time where I completely lost myself. I remember at one point in time, the outgoing and happy and everybody face B that I am, that I was, you know, kind of all my life. At one point in time, I didn't want to talk to people. I started having anxiety attack, panic attacks. I was rushing myself to the emergency room and stuff because I thought that I was having heart attacks, but I really was having freaking panic attacks, full-fledged. I didn't like to look in the mirror. My daughter really was my saving grace because she really was like the thing that kept me going. But I didn't like to look in the mirror. I wouldn't even really get dressed like that. I would just throw my hair back in a ponytail. I just really didn't care about me. And it would hurt because every once in a while, somebody would tell me, like, B, what's wrong with you? Like, you're falling off. What's going on? But this person had really beat me down to the point mentally, physically, and emotionally. So you imagine being in a relationship where the emotional abuse is horrible. The physical abuse was horrible. The verbal abuse. I remember the verbal abuse was so bad that I would be like, damn, I wish this nigga would just really shut up and just hit me. You feel me? And it was pretty bad. So when you in that kind of relationship, when you're in that kind of relationship, you lose yourself. And I was in a state of, who am I? But at the same time, I was still trying to be a wife to a man that didn't even love himself. So how was he loving me? But because he didn't love himself, he hated himself and who he was so much. It was a control thing. Like, I was too powerful when I met him, so he had to tear me down, because the person that I ended up as when I left him was not the same woman that I was when he met. You know, I had my own opinions. I thought for myself. I smiled. I laughed. I had fun. I was flirty. Like, you know, I was young and vibrant, and that was too much for him. It was too much for his insecurities. So he told me that nobody would want him without me. I mean, nobody would want him but me. I wasn't smart enough. I wasn't pretty enough. And on top of that, it was the physical abuse and hiding the bruises and lying to my family. You know, it was the verbal abuse that was even worse than the physical. Because with the physical, I could kind of like block myself and fight back a little bit. But the verbal is really what broke me down. And by the time I left him, I don't know, you know, what finally snapped. You know, probably the fact that I didn't want to die like that, but I just snapped out of it one day and was like, I can't do this. I thought about my daughter and I was just like, nah, this is not what I'm about to, you know, let her see for the rest of her life. You know, is her mother being, you know, in these relationships that I'm just settling and I'm being abused and I'm being talked to like I ain't shit, you know, and, you know, I wanted more for her. So the decision I made was more for my daughter than me. But who knew that in the meantime, while, you know, protecting my daughter, I would find myself. But at one point in time, I was like a walking zombie. I did what he said. I gave up my money. I gave up my car. I did everything, you know, just because I'm in this relationship, and now it's, you know, we're 10 years strong, and now we're 12 years strong. You know, we really making it. We're goals. No, we're not goals. Who the fuck wants to be like me, you know? And I used to really convince myself that these bitches are just jealous. They just want him. They want this. They want that. Why would they want my sad life with this man? You know, and that's another reason why people need to stop being so caught up on what's going on the internet and these celebrity couples and these Instagram and YouTube couples and everybody like, oh, goals. And you have this perception of what you want your relationship to be. But when those cameras go off, you don't know what the hell is going on in there. You don't know what kind of abusive devil worship and shit is going on in these relationships. But y'all get so caught up on how y'all want your relationship to be because you have become a custom to fantasizing about the people that you follow on social media. That's why when I first started my journey and my sis started teaching me about protecting my energy and how money and social media was all like in like energy, you know, I started learning that why the fuck am I following celebrities and leaving comments and liking this and reposting they shit and they ain't even interacting with me. They don't even interact with their fans or nothing. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm making myself depressed because every day I'm working towards getting as a little bit closer to how they are when all actuality, I really don't know how happy they are. They got the millions, but do they have the happiness? You know, they have the ring, but some women walking around with the biggest rings, but is that man really yours? Is he really taking care of you? Because honestly, I would rather date a man who don't have a dollar to his name, but fills my soul up, makes me feel safe, loves me unconditionally, and we work together to build up those dollars, than marrying to a man who sitting on piles and piles of cash and treats me like shit. And I have to share him with whoever he feels like he wants for the night. But it's okay because he comes home to me. That's not okay. That's not okay. And anybody who accepts that kind of shit has to dig deeper to see why am I accepting that? It's not him that's the problem. It's me that's the problem. So let's take it back to me saying that I was toxic. In these relationships, because I continue to let these men feel like that was okay. Treat me that way. I basically was begging for it. Let's keep it real. I'm giving myself a wake-up call. And don't think that this is easy for me to talk about, because it's not. You know, I'm really putting my life out here, but somebody needs to hear this shit. Every time you settle for the crumbs, you are basically saying, I'm worth what you don't want. I'm worth the little bit that you're going to give me. Because you giving me that little bit means that you want to feed me. When really, at the end of the day, he's leaving you thirsty. Because if he was taking care of you, honey, your cup will be full. Your cup will be so full that you'll be able to feed other people from the overflow of what he's putting in that cup. But lately, you know, we get into these relationships where we just sit in there with an empty cup. But guess what? His is overflowing. Because we put so much into the relationship and so much into needing that validation and so much into proving to that I'm good enough for you, that he's done nothing to prove that he's good enough for you. So you spend years and years proving to a man or a woman, because this could be a man doing this, you know, proving to a woman. So you put so much into proving to that person that I'm good enough, and you have not seen them do one thing to prove to you that they're good enough. And you're worth that. You are worth somebody coming into your life and proving to you that all men and all women are not the same. That they really can love you. Love you from the depths of their soul. Because if it's one thing that every soul deserves, well, every high vibrational one. I can't say everyone. If it's a couple things you deserve. You deserve reciprocity. You deserve to feel safe. You deserve to be honored. You deserve unconditional love. You deserve to be made love to. You deserve to be provided for. And you deserve to be protected. And more than anything, you deserve everything that your heart desires. Everything that your heart desires. And when you deprogram yourself and you start to look at things from a different perspective, you will see that you are capable of getting all these things and healing yourself on your own. You are enough. You are more than enough. There's no such thing as loneliness. That thing is all in your head. That shit is an illusion. There's no such thing as loneliness. Never lower your standards because you're lonely. You keep your standards high. And the moment that you feel like they're getting close, you go higher. Because the person that's meant to love you, the person that's meant to be in your life, the person that forever person is going to climb as high as they need to climb until you guys become one. But before you could become one with yourself, I mean with anyone, you have to become one with yourself. And that brings it back to when I said there's no such thing as loneliness. There is no such thing as loneliness, baby girl or baby boy, because guess what? You are a whole damn deal. You're a big deal. Once you start loving yourself, you become comfortable. You become comfortable with being alone. You don't need a million friends, a million niggas, or a million bitches around you because you're good on your own. You're good with building with yourself. You're good with just being alone and being in silence and listening to your heart talking to you, your soul speaking to you. The silence be so quiet, but it be so loud. I've had moments when I was just alone, left out for dead. And those moments in silence was one of some of my most identifying moments. Because in those moments, it was in a bunch of noise around me, and all I can hear was the answers. And guess where those answers was coming from? Myself. Within. I didn't need no friends telling me, yeah, girl, fuck that nigga ain't shit. Yeah, girl, mess with him, get that money. I ain't need nobody around convincing me what to do in my life. Because those same people that my friends and my family and these niggas I was dealing with, that I was seeking all that, the answers and the validation from, those, I don't even deal with none of them. The family, I have to. And even then, I don't have to. But the family, some family I can't get rid of. So some of them I still deal with, but even with a long-handled spoon. But all those people who I thought were so valuable in my life turned out to be worthless once I fell in love with me, once I became one with me. And I realized that loneliness was all a thing in my head. You are never lonely in the presence of yourself. Your divine, beautiful self. You're a goddess. You're a god nigga. Fuck you mean lonely? And it's very important to black men, if any of y'all are out there listening, to men of color. It is very important that you guys heal. You know, it has been a thing for traditions and traditions and traditions since the beginning of time that black men are to be strong, they're to be tough. So we got so many black men around here hurting people, hurting each other, hurting women, hurting their children, because they never were taught how to become aware of their emotions, how to be in touch with that emotional side. The side of them that's crying out. I dated a guy with some serious mommy issues. And he wanted to love me. I know he did. He wanted to. And he did not know how. He did not know how. He was so hurt. He was abused. He was molested. You know, we think all of that only happens to the females and the girls. No, it happens to men too. So all his life, he walked around and he damn near hated women, you know, treated women like shit because, you know, you're just like the ones who hurted me when I was a little boy. It's very important for black men to heal because you guys are the foundation of the black family. You know, yeah, women, we as women, we spiritually and energetically, and we lead the way with love, but you guys are very important. You guys are very, very important. So it's very important for black men to begin to heal themselves, to learn to love themselves. You don't know how many of them have issues with loving themselves. You don't know how many black men are out there right now struggling, thinking about suicide. And because they can't find the courage to off themselves, they off someone else. All because as a young boy, he was told to be quiet, how he felt wasn't important. And he never healed. He don't talk about the way he feel because every time he wanted to talk about it as a kid, he was told, shut up. Oh, you being a baby. I get so warm inside when I see a black man hug and kiss their kids. You know how many black men out there don't hug and kiss their kids? Especially when they have sons. You know, you'll see them be a little softer with their daughters. But black men raising black sons, you barely see them hugging their sons and stuff. Because, no, that's gay. You don't be kissing no boy. You don't be doing that. No. You kiss your son, you hug your son, you let them know that they are loved, they're safe, and they're protected, because boys need to feel that too. Safe, worthy, protected. You know, this shit gets really, really deep when you get into healing and how much you really dig deep to learn to love yourself. I'm so heavy with that. I'm so heavy with it. And the reason why I think I'm so passionate about it is because for so long I didn't. You know how many times my voice was silenced when I was young? I'm 39 years old. I'm still trying to heal shit that happened when I was 5. because I wasn't able to feel those things. I wasn't allowed to. Very important. You know? It's very important that we heal. We heal ourselves and we heal each other. Yeah. So, you know, it just takes a lot of digging deep. You know, you got to really get in and do the work internally and realize that you are enough, you know. You know, before you can do anything, the first thing you need to do is forgive yourself. Forgive all the self-betrayal, the self-doubt, and not knowing who you were. Forgive yourself for all the shit that you took when you was not loving yourself. Heal your old wounds. Learn self-love. And I mean, that is gonna really be the foundation of it all, is that self-love. But once you have that, you know, you in your bag, you know, become one with yourself. Become one with yourself. When you're one with yourself, you'll never be lonely. Loneliness really drives us into some situations that be real fucked up and not serving us or our purpose. You know, you are not serving your purpose staying in situations and friendships and jobs or whatever the case may be, any situation, because of loneliness. Loneliness has caused me to lower my standards to a lot of things. So, you know, make sure that you become one with yourself and know that no outside validation is needed. You are the validation. It don't get more valid than you. If you walk around with that attitude, you in your bag, you know. And once you get those things down, forgive yourself, heal old wounds, learn self-love, become with yourself, become one with yourself, and know that you are the only one who validates you. It don't get no more official than you. Then you'll be open to receive. You can't be open to receive until all that shit is in your bag. Deep in your bag. You know? And when I say unconditional love, I mean real unconditional love. Not no fake shit. I mean, unconditional love is scary. Because when you being unconditionally loved by somebody, you're naked. You're completely naked. All the things that you hide from the world, the dark sides, the good sides, the stuff you don't like, all the little ugly things that you think that people won't love about you, that person is going to love those things about you. They're going to accept them. And nothing about those things are going to push them away. So unconditional love, it can be a little scary, but it is the most beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, the most beautiful thing, one of the most beautiful things you can ever feel. You know, I say that to say this: you deserve forever. You don't deserve a couple months here and there. You don't deserve for somebody to come and not stay. You deserve to be held. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be protected. Yes, reciprocation. You deserve all of that. You deserve forever. Let's get to it. I love you guys. Hey guys, I just want to stop in and thank you all so much for tuning in to episode 5. I will get episode 6 to you as soon as possible, but I'm really grateful, and you know, I really appreciate all the love and all the people who continue to rock with me. You know, I'm really trying to, you know, just move a message out, you know, and start putting some healing into the world. You know, I talked a lot about, you know, self-love and, you know, getting that healing done. You know, I got a couple people, you know, I really want to put you into their hands. You know, first of all, I want to shout out my best friend, Jenny Lynn. Okay, you know, like, you really should go check her out. You know, healing sessions, crystals, readings, everything. You know, it's not easy.
some of the things I talked about are not easy to do on your own. You know, I'm trying to give you a tool. So make sure you guys go and follow her. It's Jenny Lynn Hart on Instagram. JennyLynnHartt. I love saying it like that. That's my sister, my best friend, my mentor. You know, really the right to my left. You really need to go and follow her. You know, I want you guys to go follow my brother, Nitty Nil. He's on Instagram, Nitty, N-I-T-T-Y, underscore Nil, N-I-L-L. You know, a lot of you guys are out here on the search for something. You know, you really need to listen to this divine masculine. You know, he really be dropping the gems. You know, he's a life coach. You know, you really get it all when you on his page. That's my brother. I love him. I will not put you in the hands of anybody who's not going to elevate you. You know, sometimes we need to hear it from a man, and that is definitely the man to hear it from. That is a true God nigga in human form, okay? And he really gonna drop some gems. So follow my brother, N-I-T-T-Y underscore N-I-L-L. I got my sister, Desert Rose. The Desert Rose, my sweet Rose. She be dropping gem after gem. Hit her up on Instagram. Her Instagram name is The Desert Rose. T-H-E-D-E-S-E-R-T underscore Rose. Please hit her up. She funny as hell and she be having some bomb ass playlists. And not only that, she really gonna drop some gems and push you in the direction of your healing journey. My other sister, Chris, she's on Instagram as K underscore Demia, D-E-M-I-A. She is new to the podcast game, but let me tell you, she is on fire. Okay, she is on fire, gem after gem. She has really put in some good work. She has really done some major healing. So I know that she can help you. She's already helping me. You know, we got a whole sister circle that looks up to her. And I know that she's ready for the world to really, you know, hear what she has to say. Hit her up. Again, that's K underscore D-E-M-I-A. It's my baby. I love her. And last but not least, on my shout outs, I need you to go to my other sister's page. She is on Instagram as Passionate Purple Soul. That's Passionate, P-A-S-S-I-O-N-E-T. Okay, E-T underscore purple, P-U-R-P-L-E underscore soul, S-O-U-L. Let me tell you, let me say that again. First of all, it's hard for me to spell passionate out without seeing it on paper. So P-A-S-S-I-O-N-A-T-E underscore purple, P-U-R-P-L-E underscore soul. She has a podcast called Soul Talks with Q. And that's really all I gotta say. You know, she is really in her bag. She is really delivering some messages. I love her dearly. And I know that you could really learn and grow with her. So go follow her. Interact on her page. She's also have her hands in her own businesses. So check my girls out. This is my family. We don't just do this alone. We do it together. You know, it's an entire collective. And I'm pretty sure that you could learn something from everybody on my team. Go follow my people. Thank you for following me. Episode 6 will be out in another week. Look up for upcoming projects. I love you guys. Don't forget, be unapologetic. You do deserve forever. I love you.